This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
During her years in power, Margaret Thatcher spawned one very healthy cottage industry, that of Thatcher hating. From punk music to TV and magazine satire, some of those who set out to pillory the prime minister for her policies made a nice living doing so. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has that story.
Hating Margaret Thatcher was not just a political stance. It became something of an industry. Toby Miller is a professor of cultural studies at City University in London.
She diminished a lot of cultural funding. She put the BBC really in her sights.
The BBC responded by putting Thatcher in its sights. She was lampooned in state-funded comedy shows, and her policies were critiqued in popular dramas. The BBC hit Doctor Who even created a Thatcher-like character named Helen A, a ruler on Terra Alpha.
But I have adopted the Bureau's recommendations on population control.
Which were?
To control it.
And then there was the music.
She certainly was very inspirational in terms of bringing out that anger.
Paul Williams of Music Week says the punk movement gained momentum because of Thatcher. Thatcher became a sort of anti-muse for the Larks, the Clash, Elvis Costello, Billy Bragg, Pink Floyd. And the audience wasn't just British.
I can remember being a preteen listening to Pink Floyd's The Final Cut and wondering, who is this Maggie that he's so mad at?
That's Aram Sinreich, media professor at Rutgers University. He says during the 80s, MTV was coming of age and put a lot of British music in front of an American audience.
I think punk would have been more of a flash in the pan if it hadn't been for Thatcher.
Sinreich says thanks to the rise of cable TV, the anti-Thatcher industry turned into a profitable export. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
That collection of songs about Margaret Thatcher that Stacey mentioned, mostly anti, we should tell you, is pretty impressive. We've got a Spotify playlist on our website. It's marketplace.org.